before beginning this practice, we want to relax the body properly. So it's advised, if we can, to lie down in a face-up position, i.e. lying on our back on the floor or on the bed, with our legs and arms open to the right and left in the form of a five-pointed star. This pentagonal star position is formidable due to its deep meaning. But if for whatever circumstance it's not comfortable, we're unable to meditate in this position, then it's advised to remain lying down, placing our body in a corpse posture, heels together, tips of the feet spread out in the form of a fan, arms unbent along the sides, placed alongside the trunk. Our eyes should be closed, if possible. Trying to cultivate a little bit of drowsiness, but not too much so that we're falling asleep. With the breath, imagining the oxygen that comes into the lungs, it passes to the blood, then the blood takes it, pumps it to the body and to all the cells, and then same time as picking up all the waste, the carbon dioxide byproducts of metabolism. It's pumped back through the lungs, out in the breath. So appreciating the function, the role of the heart, keeping the body well oxygenated. Helping to transport substances around the body. Continuing to work with the breath. Feeling more relaxed with each exhalation. Concentrating our attention on the tip of the nose until we fully feel the heart pulsing there. So taking some time, concentrating on the tip of the nose. hearts, we feel the pulse there. We concentrate on the right ear until we feel the heart pulse. Hand. The right foot. Then the left foot. Then the left hand. The left ear. And then back to the tip of the nose. Feeling the pulse in all those areas at once. It said that we control the physical body when we control the pulse. The heart and even all the organs have an intelligence that we often override. With reasoning, with logic. With advice from other people. When everything we need is within, especially in the heart. So working with that pulse and the palpitations of the heart, concentrating our attention there. Opening it to receive, opening it to give. So now let's use the mantra O. This can be our form of prayer. to open the heart, to connect with our inner divinity, those higher forces, those higher vibrations. So after our next breath, we use the mantra O. Resting, keeping the attention in the heart, on the pulse. If we like, we can ask a question. If we've been having a problem, we need some help with something, we can ask a question internally, and then we wait, we meditate, we open ourselves to an answer, but without expectations. Just being present, content with the moment, and just naturally being receptive to whatever may come. No expectations, no demands. Slowly now, we finish the practice. Of course, if we like, we can continue to work with the mantra, to work with prayer, and to work with the meditation to complete the process. We continue that throughout the month of Leo. We'll be on a sure way to building strength and healing in the heart center.